Hey, everybody. Yes, welcome back to the Paid Search Podcast, the number one podcast about Google Ads, pay-per-click marketing. My name is Jason Rothman. As always, I'm joined by my co-host and partner here, the great Chris Schaefer. Chris, how is it going today on this beautiful Thursday as we record this?
Summer is coming to an end at a very wonderful time. We've got some rain. It's very nice here in Texas. You know, when people ask me how I am, I immediately ignore that question and just talk about the weather. I think that says a lot about how much I want to share. I don't know if anyone's noticed that, but you know, most of the time when people ask me how you are, I don't ever want to actually tell them because I don't care about them and they don't care about me, but they just ask that question. So I don't know. Happy day to you, Jason.
I would say I do care how you are. Before the show.
Right.
Well, you still gave me the weather thing.
I know, so. but a billion people are listening. That's why.
And a billion people are listening, and some just tuned in now. So everyone reset here. You're listening to the Paid Search Podcast. No, Chris, I would say, I talked to you before the show. I would say you're doing better than average. You're having a good week. You're having a relaxed week. Everything's running smooth.
It is.
Are running on time.
If you looked at my to-do list right now, and which I keep on the right side of my screen, and it's always there, it's completely empty right now. Completely empty. So it is a wonderful day, actually. And the weather just makes it even better. So let me tell you how you guys can have an even better day, week, month, and year because your Google Ads will start kicking butt. Finally, you can have some success with opteo.com/PSP. This is called opteo.com/PSP. This is the tool that you can use to get that little idea in your corner. You know, you're like, I don't know what to do with this. I need some help. I need some tips. I need some analytics that look fresh, that show me a new perspective. That's what this tool can do for you. It shows you metrics and graphs and ideas and tips and recommendations that go beyond the typical Google Ads recommendations. These are some really cool things developed by an independent team of people, and we think it's a great tool. You should check it out, opteo.com/PSP. Tell them you're a PSP listener on the chat. There's a little chat there. You can click it and say, hey, can I have an extra 2 weeks of the free trial? They'll give it to you just because you said you're a fan of the show. So check it out. Get a 6-week extended trial and try the tool out for yourself.
Thank you, Chris. And I want to start off today's episode, which we will be talking about how to convey the value of Google Ads to pay-per-click clients when they say the magic words, and we'll get to that in a second. But I want to start off with our Apple podcast review the week. This one comes from Neil in Connecticut in the great United States of America. He appreciated those very flattering words I said about our country a few weeks ago. And I say those words every day, especially every day when I wake up, every day when I go to bed. I love this country.
When you say the Pledge of Allegiance, right, when you wake up with the flag over your bed and everything?
When I start my day, yeah.
Absolutely.
5 stars. Entertaining and informative. I've just recently started a Google Ads campaign for my business, and this podcast has been my go-to resource.
Ooh.
Jason could probably have a second career as a stand-up comedian. Chris. Well, not so much, but he balances his dry sense of humor with endless knowledge. Keep up the good work, Neil in Connecticut in the great United States of America. Neil, my fellow American, thank you for that review.
Did you add anything to that? Is that really? Because I'm not looking at the review.
I'll send it to you. I did not add anything.
You didn't add it? Because I'm not even going to click the link because I'm that lazy. But okay. Wow.
No, I promise you, yeah.
That's great. Neil obviously listens because he knows that my humor is not that sharp, but it is very dry.
Your humor, what I like about your humor, Chris, is you take shots with your humor. Mm-hmm. You take some deep digs sometimes, and sometimes they connect and they're funny and all that, and people laugh. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they totally miss everybody's humor, and they just come off as like in a very angry, offensive, just blunt statement. And that's what you never know which one you're going to kind of get. So,
I believe I sent you that screenshot yesterday of one of those that I just love Facebook, you know, not for the advertising, not for the content, not for the networking, but because I can leave snide remarks on people's posts.
Yep. Well, Chris, we're doing a lot of great things at the Paid Search Podcast. A lot of interesting things going on. So first of all, on our website for all our listeners. The first 100 episodes are not on the podcast feed, but they are, full disclosure, most of those episodes are somewhere on YouTube on our channel, probably most of them. But if you want the audio experience, we set up a store, store.paidsearchpodcast.com. And right now it has 11 or 12 of the first episodes on there. Eventually, we're going to get to all 100 over the coming days. And what you can do is you can select out the exact episodes you want, add them to your cart, buy them, and have them and listen to them. And if you prefer audio to YouTube. So wanted to let everyone know about that. And then I also wanted to let everyone know about the forum. Forum.paidsearchpodcast.com. It is picking up. Everybody's invited. Come on in. We're talking Google Ads. We're talking Bing, Facebook, pay-per-click, the business of PPC. And just this week, Chris, someone was on there and he was asking about how to find keywords for his very specific industry. He was advertising, like, very specific. And we had some great posts in there and he got some great ideas. And now he's going to improve his campaign. So that's the whole point of it. And so come on there, ask people your pay-per-click questions, and also give advice to people. So I wanted to share that. Now, Chris, also want to tell people, call into the show, 214-810-1355. Leave us a voicemail question or the contact page of paidsearchpodcast.com. Leave us a question. Every few weeks, we do a Q&A episode. And so I want to encourage everyone to do that. So, Chris, with that said, we are getting into the tender meat of today's episode.
Medium rare.
And let me just start it this way. The magic words every Google Ads freelancer agency person has heard from a client or in-house employee has heard from their boss. I don't think Google Ads is working. Those are the magic words.
Yep.
And today we're going to give you some jujitsu, a very tactical strategy for how you can put their complaint, their concern, I should say, into one of three buckets, address their concern and fix the problem and prove the value of Google Ads.
Yep.
So Chris, client tells you, I don't think Google Ads is working. Please clarify for the audience. Today, are we talking about Google Ads is not working? Yes, you're right, client. Or are we talking about, no, I think we're actually doing a great job on Google Ads. It's just a matter of conveying it to you and helping you understand what's going on. Which bucket are we falling in here?
Right. So today, it's a bit different because we're not talking about how you can improve it. That's what we do 99% of the time. We're taking a step out of that role. And today we're saying, actually, hang on, client. I've been working on this for 6 months. I've been listening to the Paid Search podcast and it is working. Let me show you how it's working. So this is our way of conveying how we communicate to our clients. Just to be clear, I have my clients, Jason has his. We don't work together, but Jason and I both agree that this question is asked a lot, and this is how we approach it. And when you approach it, you're going to fall into one of three categories, okay? Situation number one is going to be there's a lot of conversions on the account. Okay, that's it. I'm not talking about any other details, but they say it's not working, and you look at the account, and there's a bunch of conversions. You can define what a bunch is for you. You know, it might be 15 a month, or it might be 300 a month. You know, it depends on the client, the type of lead you're getting, but there's a lot of data. Plenty of data for the money you're spending. Okay, that's situation number one. Situation number two, there's just a few. Okay, I mean, there's a moderate amount of conversions, and you're still convinced that it's doing well, so we'll talk about how to approach that question, how to defuse that situation if there's just a few conversions, because it's a little bit harder to show value when there may not be quite as much proof and movement in the campaign. And then number three, I would say more of the tactical jujitsu. This is going to be more complicated because you're basically going to have to convince someone when situation three, there's no conversions, right? You don't have any conversions. And this happens. I don't want to act like it's your fault. Jason, I have plenty of campaigns that are running great and have a big fat zero in the conversion line. And I've had them for years, and they work well, and the clients are extremely happy. So I don't want to talk like this is some kind of failure. There are plenty of situations when you just can't track it. They don't have the means to track the forms. They don't want to change their phone number. And you basically just have to kind of ping them and say, hey, how are things going? You know, the lead's working for you, you know, been getting good stuff, and they'll give you the answer. So there's plenty of, that happens all the time. So we're going to go through each one of those situations. And here's the thing. This is particularly useful for freelancers, managers, agencies, but it's also useful for people who are running their own accounts. You know, they don't necessarily have a client, but they're running their own account, either in-house or they're one-man shop and they're just doing it themselves. So you're going to take this information and process it through your account and figure out, okay, what is it that I think or my client thinks or my boss thinks that's quote unquote not working? And let's apply this filter through it to figure out what the answer might be. So should be fun to talk about. Jason, I know you've heard it plenty of times. Maybe less than me. Maybe less than me.
Well, one thing that was very validating with the forum this week is someone posted some interesting data there. And the conversion rates were like 20%, 35%, 40% on multiple campaigns. And I was like, oh, yeah, you like that, Chris? All of us great freelancers out there getting the 30s, the 40s. And yeah. I could hear you in my head, yeah, yeah, but what kind of conversions are they?
Yeah, what's the close?
So, yeah, I mean, Chris, yeah, I mean, I do get great conversion rates, but I also hear this from time to time, including this week. My back's up against the wall, to be honest. Uh-oh. I'm battling. Oh. Yeah, we had some accounts go south on us. I don't know if it has to do with similar meaning or anything like that, but some things changed on Broad Match Modified, and my friend, I would like to kind of get that off my chest and run that by you and get some advice and tell you what I did on Patreon. Yeah, let's but yeah, so I you know, I'm the best in the game. Chris is right up there. I've got a 15,000 square foot house.
Mm-hmm. Mine's only 14, so.
Ha 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 ha. That's a funny joke. And I don't hear it often, but you know what, Chris? To be clear to people, best in the game, highest on the mountain. I hear this all the time too. This Google Ads is not working, quote, magic words from clients. Even the best in the game hears it a lot. The reason is because people spend money on Google. They see the money going out all the time. And some people are just not good at business. They can't conceptualize like, okay, a lot of money's going out, but as we get those leads and as those leads turn into revenue and the revenue flows through the business, it pays for itself and more and a multiple. But a lot of people get hung up on the money going out. And when they're looking for something to attack, that credit card getting pinged every day is a nice place to grab their attention. So I hear it a lot too. Yeah. Now, Chris, first bucket. Client comes to you. Hey, Google Ads isn't working. But you know as the person managing it, no, it is working. First bucket, you're reporting a lot of conversions. A lot of conversions are getting reported. What happens at this point? How do you go, hey, we're getting conversions. How do you show them, like, and maybe they know they're getting conversions because they get their reports too, but they're still telling you, hey, it's not working. So what's the problem?
Yeah. So for something like this, if someone says it's not working, and I have a lot of conversions, the very first thing is there's a disconnect between conversions and value, okay? So just because I see numbers on my screen doesn't mean that every time there's a increase in that number means that they're seeing anything on their end. Now, this is not necessarily going to be true for some people that run e-commerce stores that literally have values assigned to every conversion they get. And in reality, I've worked with a lot of e-commerce. It's the minority of e-commerces that can show a super positive e-commerce return every time they get a click. This is a white tiger type of situation. It just doesn't have it. You have to really work to get into something like that. So today, what I'm talking about is, you know, when you have that disconnect between exactly how much value one conversion is worth, and you're looking at the search terms and you see plumber near me, or divorce attorney, you know, like that's the search. But they're saying, I know that was a conversion, but, you know, my phone is ringing, but my books aren't showing more clients signing up. It seems like I keep getting phone calls, but I don't have more clients than I did a year ago when I wasn't doing Google Ads. So for me, the big thing here and the way that I lay it out for them, I say, well, look at this. I show them the leads. So there's lots to look at. I break out the leads into different categories to say, look, there's divorce attorney, and then there's marriage and family attorneys, and then there's like family law in Burlington attorneys, something like that. You know, so you get more and more specific, different types of ways that people search, and there, you know, might be 15 of these, 12 of these, 16 of these, different categories. And I say, what is it that is more valuable to you? What do the calls sound like when you hear this?
That's a great move. So if I'm hearing you right, you tell them, hey, yeah, we're getting a bunch of conversions, a bunch of leads, but you, the business owner, are saying those leads aren't turning into enough revenue, enough new business for you. So let's not freak out. Let's not stop advertising. Let's figure out where our leads are coming from and maybe get more of the leads from people in the top 20% of income. Right. Get more of the leads from people searching father's rights attorney, divorce attorney, exactly, because that's your most profitable client, that kind of thing. You're a mover. Instead of getting leads from office, from long distance, from residential, hey, let's just get from office and long distance and get and spend our AdWords money on our biggest revenue jobs. Mm-hmm. So is that where you're
yeah,
going?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because this is not an e-commerce store, divorce attorney might actually be worth $10 a lead because it takes 20 leads to get one client for them, right? Because they're very right. General. You have no idea the quality of person that's searching divorce attorney and then clicking and converting. Yes, they converted, but then there has to be a phone call. There has to be a follow-up. There has to be sign on the dotted line kind of stuff. And divorce attorney may not work. But father's rights, I mean, it's very good example. Father's rights divorce attorney or criminal law attorney specializing in drugs, you know, stuff like that is much more specific. And if they say, yeah, I'm really good at those, basically everybody who calls me, I can close it. Now you've found the disconnect. Ah, perfect. I'm going to basically divert the budget. And even though, and this is the hard part, this is where you have to bite the bullet for me, I have to pause a keyword like divorce attorney that might have a 15% conversion rate and push the money into something that has a 3% conversion rate. That sounds crazy, right? It's hard to do. But the fact is, you have to do it because there is a difference between the value of one lead and the value of another, even if it's a black and white difference between conversion rates on what you're seeing. You can't just go after the lowest hanging fruit.
It's a great point. Like you're saying, it's difficult to do as a person who's in Google Ads accounts all day long, laser focused on most conversions possible, laser focused on lowest cost per conversion. So what happens to me sometimes is I have clients, like talked about with the movers, they do different kinds of niches in their overall service. Different types of clients come in. And one client might be worth a cost per conversion of 40. Mm-hmm. And one client might be worth a cost per conversion of 200. And as the Google Ads person there every day, I'm like, oh, look at all these juicy $40 conversions exactly. versus the $200 conversions. Right. I'm going to flow the budget to the cheaper cost per conversion, get more conversions overall. But then that's where they go, Google Ads isn't working. It's not profitable. Well, let's think outside of Google Ads. Let's think offline in the real business. What leads are we getting? Maybe those $200 leads, even though they're five times more expensive and it makes my Google Ads data look worse, they bring in a lot more revenue for the client and one of them is more valuable. So it's either the amount of value that comes with a lead from a different kind of service, a different kind of search term, a different person, or the close ratio, how many of those leads it takes to turn into an actual revenue paying customer or client. So I think that's a great way to look at it, Chris. The only thing I can add to situation number one, where there are a lot of conversions in the account, is sometimes showing people visually what those conversions look like helps convey the value of Google Ads. So what I mean by that is instead of having one line item that says conversions and then a number 30, I like to show people the phone call report from the call details, and it shows them, whoa, here's 30 phone calls that came in this month. Here's 7 of them that lasted at least 5 minutes. And, oh, we missed 3 of them during business hours. Why did that happen? When someone missed the call, are we following up? Seeing those kind of conveys the value. And then taking that one step further, this is a whole nother conversation, but tracking exactly who called in, exactly who filled out the form, and then the business owner being able to see that list and go, oh yeah, that person became a revenue paying client. Oh, that person became a moving job. Mm-hmm. That person became a divorce client, whatever. Seeing that those conversions that don't mean much to them as a business owner, actually did become paying customers, sometimes that can cross the bridge and they can go, oh yeah, I spent $1,000 on Google Ads this month, but I know just that one divorce attorney client brought in $3,000 to my firm this month. We're up $2,500. So yeah, it just, and that's just one of the leads. So it kind of showing them conveys a value. So I think that pretty much covers it for when there's a lot of conversions, Chris.
One thing I'll say, just one last note on this. Let's swap the table and let's say we're not speaking to the manager. We're talking to the business owner, the person making the decisions that's asking that question, and say, that's me, you know, and I don't know how to have that conversation. One of the things I see the most that happens, I do a lot of consulting. I do consulting work, training, you know, online with a lot of companies that don't want to do management. They just don't want to do consulting. And I see this a lot. Just saw it this week where I jump into a campaign and they say, we need help. And I jump in and I see amazing numbers of conversions. And I see a huge complex number of campaigns, keywords, ad groups. And it just looks like, wow, I mean, this is, I'm not going to be able to help these guys. They're obviously at a super high level of precision. Then I jump in and I look through, and this is all I do. I go to the entire campaign level. I click search terms and then I sort by conversions. And I look, and surprise, surprise, 80%, 70% of their leads have their brand name in them. That's it. So of course, they see a ton of conversions, situation number one, but essentially it conveys no value. Their books are not up any more than they were yesterday because basically only 20% of the leads they're getting are actually new customers. Everybody else is just searching their name over again.
So when they think their cost per conversion is, say, $40, it's actually five times that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the brand ones were mostly coming anyway, probably.
Yeah. I mean, the brand people are going to find you anyway, and you shouldn't be tracking that. And what happens is it turns out they have a super sloppy setup, and there's broad keywords, and the broad keywords, of course, are picking up broad searches for their brand name, and that's it. It turns out to be, even though the complexity is there, it turns out to be a super sloppy job that's basically being maintained by brand stuff, and that would be a situation one instance.
Throwing that bucket, of course, like, okay, what are the conversions? Are they soft, like newsletter signups, or are they hard?
That's a good one.
Five-minute phone calls, that's lead true. Forms, that kind of thing. So I think those two last categories would fall into, oh, you actually thought Google Ads was working, but it actually isn't working, at least the way you think it's working when you looked under the hood and kind of explored it. So if you're the business owner, it's like, I guess our advice is like, don't just look at that top level conversion. Ask yourself, what do those conversions mean? Where are they coming from? And that can kind of guide you on whether or not it's doing as well as you think. So Chris, situation number two, There are only a few conversions in the account.
It gets tougher and tougher.
And the client's saying, hey, it's not working. And you're going, I think it's working pretty good, but this one sounds harder to have that conversation because you don't have as much ammo. You don't have as many conversions to kind of prove it to them. So what's going on here?
Yeah. So Jason, into the second one, I think it is significantly more difficult in the second situation where we have less conversions because it's almost as if it's showing a lot coming in and less coming out. Situation three is no conversions at all, which there's nothing to prove there. It's just not working, right? There's no conversions. And so you have a pretty good case that, well, we're just not tracking, right? But it's working really well for you. But if there's less conversions, it is working, but it's doing very little of the working of the conversion numbers. So it's a tough situation to prove. And this just comes down to, I think the best time to use something like this is when we talk about search terms, right? Chris and Jason's favorite thing to pick on. I mean, because it comes down to
our most popular episode ever, Chris, by downloads.
Oh, yeah.
Search terms and manual bids, my rant episodes on those two topics.
I mean, because
it's the most popular.
We broke down the core thing of what you need to do to get every campaign working really well is to focus on search terms and then just manage those bids independently. And that's exactly what you have to point to and to say, here, look at your search terms. Is this what you sell? Is this what you do? And if it's not, then oops, great opportunity for you to fix that, right? But go through with them the account of of the search terms and say, you know, is this valuable to you? Is this valuable? And most of the time, if you've gotten it half right, they'll say yes half the time, right? So now you have somewhere to improve and you've proven value for at least half of it. And you probably haven't lost your job yet because you say, okay, great. I'm going to take these items, push less on them or block them completely and push more on the things that do drive value for you. Just a quick tip, Jason, before I let you comment on this is one time I had a client who just wasn't buying it. They just would, they're like, no, I don't know if it's good or not. They just are like, well, so what? What's that matter? We get 10 million people coming from, not 10 million, 10,000 people, coming from organic. And I think.
The funniest thing is that they called you to do Google Ads.
Yeah, they hired me.
And then like they wanted to do it. And then it's like, Chris, we don't think there's value. Chris, we don't think there's value here. We don't know if we want to. You called me.
Yeah, right. Well, here's the thing. What I did is I pulled up their Google Analytics and I looked at the organic. Jason, they're right. They got a lot of organic traffic. But do you know what that organic traffic was? Say it with me. Brand. And that's all it was. It was just the same thing. People looking for the same brand keywords over and over again. And then I put that side by side next to my search terms, which are no brand, which are actually just product searches of people who have never heard of them looking for their solution, their product, their service, whatever. And it is a stark difference. There's your value. Way to go. You are getting the lowest hanging fruit with your organic while paid traffic is getting the real meat, right? It's getting the stuff of people looking for what you actually sell. So just a little tip there on as far as search terms goes, if you do run into a brick wall.
Yeah, so only a few conversions, that usually means they, for whatever reason, aren't able to get conversion tracking set up in all places or at least reliably or whatever. So that's my same approach, Chris, is just conveying to the advertiser just how much is under our control. So if number one, search terms are under our control. We can only show up and get clicks when someone's searching for exactly what you offer. How do you beat that? Yeah. And that's got to at least be producing something. And by the way, your budget is 100% controllable anytime. So if you only want to invest a small amount and see how business does, you can do it. And your bids and cost per click are to a large extent under our control. And if you think those search terms are worth a $10 cost per click, then we can get that. If you think they're worth a $7 cost per click, if we can get the 10, we can probably get the 7. And probably spend your full budget. If you think they're only worth a $3 cost per click, all right, we may not be able to spend the full budget, but we can see how low we can go and get you to a place where you're comfortable. It's all under our control. So that's the kind of search term / control focus area of it and trying to get people to buy in that way. Yeah. The other option is to flow the budget to what you can get conversions on. So if it's an advertiser who has a phone number that is some kind of known phone number and they are so against tracking numbers and all this kind of stuff, they're never going to let you track phone calls. What you can do is you can go, all right, if we're not going to be able to do that, but you still want to see proof, you want to see conversions, let's send it to the website and track lead forms. Let's send it to a landing page with no phone numbers and track lead forms. Conversely, if you can't get the tracking code on your website for lead forms, let's track calls from ads. Let's run call-only ads. Let's try to get phone calls. Let's set up a landing page with no lead form and only phone call tracking. So you can direct the budget to spend where the conversions are coming in. That's something you can do. So those are kind of my two roads that I go down there. Search terms and control over everything. And also with that, Chris, you can make estimates. So you can be like, okay, we are getting 5% conversion rate calls from ads. We're not tracking calls on website. We're not tracking lead forms. That's due to you, the advertiser. But if we're getting 5% on calls from ads, and it's reasonable to assume these perfect search terms would get another 5% of conversions, calls from ads, and lead forms, let's be conservative. Call it 7-8% conversion rate, 10% overall. And let's look at what our cost per conversion would be if we were getting that data. And just kind of estimate things that way. So you can go down that road, or you can try to flow the budget to areas you can get conversion tracking on. But Chris, I would agree. Situation 2 is the most difficult because it leaves something there with some conversions, but it doesn't give you all of them. Situation three, they're spending $1,000 a month, they're spending $5,000, they're spending $500, whatever. And they come to you and say, Google Ads is not working. And you see that conversion column and it says zero. And you're not getting any conversions. So what happens there?
Yeah. So of course you could say, well, we're not tracking conversions and we need to do that. And if you're bringing that up for the first time, that's bad. So you should have brought that up probably at the beginning, because you will eventually come to this conversation. If you never bring up conversions, they will always ask, so tell me how the campaign's going. Like, I mean, how many of calls have we gotten? They want to know those things. And if you can't provide it, oops, you probably should have at least breached that topic. So assuming you've brought that up and there's some kind of inhibitor for that, there's some reason they don't want to do it, you're not able to do it, website issues, whatever, technology. Now we're left, of course, with search terms, but we've already discussed search terms. So I'm not even going to put that into this third situation. Let's go beyond search terms. Let's get even more creative. Okay. One thing that I always jump to is I have to show that people are reacting to the ad first, right? That's click-through rate. Okay. People are responding to it. So it seems that this is a pretty weak argument, but you know, you're getting a good click-through rate, you know? So
well, it shows relevance.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's not your strongest. So, but don't ever start with your strongest anyway. And then number two, get into the fact that, hey, we're beating the competitors. Show them auction insights, search impression share, stuff like that. I know you may not think it'd be working, but all your other advertisers are out there doing it. And look at your position. You're beating them on these kind of searches. All right, that's a little better. And then number three, assuming you're doing a good job, you're analytic metrics are going to be good. Your bounce rate. Hopefully you have a bounce rate that's like below 70. If you have a landing page, yeah, that's going to be a
tough search campaign.
Yeah. If you're going to have a landing page, that's going to be a tough call because they're going to be on the site just a few seconds. It's going to be like a 99% bounce rate.
Are you saying a website that's a great looking website where people can flip to their page of choice and learn more about your company might be a better option in some situations than one page that looks like everybody else's one page? Are you saying that?
I'm telling you, I've become less and less of a fan of this landing page move.
Squeeze.
Yeah, the squeeze page, the drip.
I don't like the squeeze marketing. And I don't like to be squeezed.
Yeah,
I don't like to drip. I don't like being dripped on. I don't like to get squeezed from anywhere.
Drips and squeezes.
And I like options. When I go to a business website and I'm thinking of doing business with that person, I want to read their about page. I want to read their blog. Yep. I want to get to know them.
I'm about to spend money on this.
But hey, that's just me. Yeah. That's just me.
You know what it is? You know what our conflict is? Our conflict, I've always felt, for me, is professional versus personal, right? Professional me says, I would love to squeeze these conversions right down through this trackable system so that I can see this amazing report with all these leads.
Yeah.
Right? It looks great. Every call they get, I track it and it looks amazing on my report. But personal me says, you know, as soon as I land on a page like that, I freaking click off. I'm done. I'm like, nope, I'm nope. Or I delete the URL and I retype their actual URL and go back to their homepage and start there. That's what personal me says. So personal me starts to win out over professional. And, you know, that's usually my thought.
Did we do a great debate? I think we did a great debate on that.
I don't know if it was a debate, but I think we did a topic.
I think we might have debated.
Yeah.
We might have.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know you have a feeling for debates coming up soon.
The longer this show goes on, the older we get, the worse our memories get.
Yeah.
And it all just becomes hazy.
Yeah. You're listening to the Paid Search Podcast on the internet, brought to you by Opteo.com/PSP.
So Chris, that's how the conversation would go with a client. You start trying to tell them about analytics and they're like, dude, I'm spending $5,000 and you're telling me about a 70% bounce rate.
Yeah.
So
it's, yeah.
That
it's
said, some clients are going to see the value there. People spending 3 minutes and 50 seconds on average on their website when they come from a search click versus some other methods of traffic. You know, I like to talk about that might say 1 second. Some people might see the value there and some might not. But I do agree with you, Chris. And showing them the analytics data and good analytics data, especially time on site. I think that's a big one. And I approach situation three, where there are no conversions, as I do as a business owner, advertising for myself. I run a lot of remarketing campaigns. Some of them, which I've talked about in the past, get direct leads, great conversions. And then some of my more general remarketing, I don't know why, they don't get any conversions,
nothing,
Chris.
Yeah, nothing.
At least, I'll put it this way, at least reported conversions. But the interesting thing is two things. Number one, just like you said you would tell a client, as a person spending my own money advertising, I do go into Google Analytics that's linked to Google Ads, and I look at my remarketing campaign, and I look at time on site. I look at pages per visit. I look at bounce rate. So that really does, it really does show me value when I see a good bounce rate and a good time on site and many pages visited or per visit when I'm spending money on especially display. And also sometimes on search, I also judge it that way. So I do buy into that. The other thing is overall business. Say you're not getting any kind of recorded conversions. And again, I run a lot of remarketing. Sometimes it doesn't bring in any conversions. But I've talked about this before. I don't know why. I have theories why, but I can't really verbalize it. But when I spend money on remarketing, business goes up.
Oh, yeah.
I get more calls, I get more leads, I get more business, I get more people filling out forms on my website wanting to work with me. Chris, if I'm running remarketing and you know what I do with my frequency limits, I don't have frequency limits, and someone sees me 50 times that week and they've been on my website in the last 30 days, it's not about someone, it's about thousands of people seeing me 50 times that week. A couple of them is all I need. They're going to come to my website organically. They're going to come to my website after being on the Paid Search Podcast. Other business properties online, if you have talking to business, the advertisers out there, they're going to come from your social. And just some of them are going to get in touch with you. If you run a store, some of them are going to come into the store. And maybe they never clicked on your remarketing ad. Or maybe they clicked on it once 29 days ago. But something about overall business just picks up. So what you can tell the advertiser is, hey, blankety blank, look at your revenue this time last year. Look at your revenue now. You're only spending $1,000 on Google Ads. Your revenue is up $50,000, $35,000. Is it because of the $1,000 you spend on Google Ads with these great search terms on this nice, great remarketing campaign? Probably not. All 30,000 growth is not from that 1,000, but something is. Something seems to be working, so let's not screw it up. It's just a little bit of your overall revenue. Throw it into Google Ads. I'll protect you with the search terms. I'll protect you with the remarketing, looking at the analytics data. And as long as the overall business is doing well, it's one piece of the puzzle that's probably helping things. And let's not get too caught up on this column in Google Ads, that column, this conversion, that conversion. You're a freaking business owner. You're employing people. You're dealing with tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Why are you looking at your account all day long? Don't you have something better to do? Look at your overall business statement. I think in kind of some nicer words, I think that conversation can help show the value of what you're doing in Google Ads, even if for whatever reason, we're not getting a lot of or any reported conversions. Yep. Do you buy into that, Chris?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And throw, I mean, you got to throw down the gauntlet on this, you know, no conversion. Cause you, I mean, you're basically at the bottom here. You're saying, listen, I'm delivering something for you. You, it's an invisible product. It's a virtual product that you can't actually see numbers on, but there is value. So you got to throw everything at the fan here and hope that something sticks. And I think those are all very valid arguments because in the end, okay, just to be clear, and we're going to wrap this up here. OPTEO.com/PSP. We want to thank Optio.com for their sponsorship of this podcast. They help you with your Google Ads campaign. They send you email alerts about things that are happening. Oh, you accidentally forgot to check your account for 2 weeks and it's stopped running and you didn't realize it because there was a budget issue. Don't worry. They actually emailed you one day after they noticed, oh, the ad stopped. Boom, there's your email alert. You got it in your inbox. You just saved yourself from getting fired because 2 weeks in the alternate universe, you lost your job because you didn't have Optio. So sign up for the 6-week trial. You'll love it. We love it. All right. Now, Jason, I want to say, we probably should have said this at the beginning, But we are not con men, and we're not saying that you have to convince people that Google Ads has value.
Chris, you're talking to the stupid listeners, okay? I talk to the smart listeners. I don't know what that percentage is. Probably the ones on the forum, probably the ones on Patreon. Those are the smart ones, yeah. But there's probably more stupid ones than I would like to. No, you're talking to the stupid ones, Chris. And we specifically and explicitly and fundamentally said at the top of the episode, I didn't think going to have to throw a pen today. But, you know, I wore a tie. I was trying to keep it nice. But, you know, you fired me up, Chris. You had to go there. You had to talk to stupid people. I explicitly, fundamentally said at the top of the show, clients or advertisers tell you it's not working. But it is working. We did not say this is to convince them that it's working when it's not. We explicitly and fundamentally and directly and loudly and clearly said, this is when you know Google Ads is working and it's proving, convincing the value of what is working to the advertiser to help them. So don't go down the road of, you're just convincing people when it's not working. Don't go down the road of, oh, you're trying to show people it's working when it's not. Those are stupid people, Chris. I get on here and I talk to the smart people. And we all try to make each other smarter. And when you bring those stupid people into the conversation, into the room, when you try to have a dialogue with them, they fart on your head, Chris. So why do you even go down that road?
Wow, fart on my head. Okay, well, Jason, save some of that energy.
I'm going to take a minute. You said what you needed said. Okay. I'll see you back on Patreon. Close this out here. I'm going to take a minute. I've been told that's good for me. I'm going to take a minute.
He's going to save that energy.
Why is he talking to people like that? What is he doing?
You can feel it. All right, guys, we're going to jump into the Patreon show. $2 a month if you want to join us there. Super valuable stuff. We share a ton here, but we also share just a little bit more. Behind a paywall, just threw something across the room. It's entertaining. You guys should see this from my point of view. It's always fun. But anyway, we'll catch you there. See you next week.